Pete Seeger says there's nothing like the arts.
My guess is that some of the most important messages may be humorous. It's the arts which will, if the human race saves itself, it will be the arts, the visual arts, the dancing arts, the cooking arts, the humor arts. All of these different kind of arts will save us.
When he was spotted in the audience, the legendary grandfather of folk music got a standing ovation, the first of many from the crowd in attendance, where the concert was held in the large auditorium at the New York Academy of Medicine. And there's nothing like live music to warm the heart, clear the mind, bring folks together. When Seeger began to sing, a peaceful attentiveness rippled through the audience.
Some say that humankind won't long endure, but what makes them feel so doggone sure? I know that you who hear my singing would make those freedom bells go ringing. I know that you know, you can sing this with me because the second part of each verse repeats.
And old-timers like David Amram played with younger musicians like Lucy Kaplansky. Amram kept returning to the stage with various musicians. He accompanied young Langhorne Slim, who delivered a hard-edged instead of the usual syrupy rendition of an old-time favorite.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. Yeah, you make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love. Don't you take my sunshine away. One more time.
Next came Happy Traum, the first person to record Blowing in the Wind and Don't Think Twice It's All Right by Bob Dylan.
I was in a group called the New World Singers back in 1962, 63, 64. And we were singing a lot of the songs of the singer-songwriters of the day. And Gil Turner, who was the lead singer in the group, was a good friend of Bob's. And Bob brought us Blowing in the Wind, kind of fresh off the typewriter. Mm-hmm. We just started playing it at Gertie's Folk City one night. Went into the studio at Folkways Records when we made a record called Broadsides, Volume 1. And that was quite a thing. It was my first appearance in a recording studio ever, in a professional studio. And I was there with Pete Seeger and Bob Dylan and Phil Oakes and the Freedom Singers. And, it was just this room full of fantastic people. And we did Blowing in the Wind, and then a couple of months later, Peter, Paul, and Mary did a version of it. And they had a minor hit of the thing, you know.
Back in that same time, 1963, Traum with the New World Singers recorded a Woody Guthrie song.
Well, I ain't got no home, I'm just a rambling round. Just a wandering working man, I roam from town to town. And the police make it hard, boys, wherever I may go. And I ain't got no home in this world anymore.
And the concert ended with a 20th century American folk standard by Leadbelly.
I read it now. I
After the concert, performers gathered around WBAI's legendary freeform radio host Bob Fass, and Michael Merenda from Mike and Ruthie went up to WBAI's temporary location at CCNY to appear on Radio Unnameable, where the music continued into the wee hours of the morning. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.